Okay, Mishnah Hey. Once we started this trend of saying Ein Bein Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni, right? We said Ein Bein this to this, just this, right? The only difference between this and this, and that was with respect to Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni. So now, pretty much for the rest of the parak, we're going to discuss things that aren't really related to Megillah or Purim at all, but they do follow the pattern of Ein Bein. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Hey, Ein Bein Yom Tov LaShabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos only, and remember, as we said before, that's the same thing as saying the only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh, is food of the soul, is literally how do you translate that, right? But what that really means is, is that the difference, a major difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is with respect to the malach, doing malacha for the purpose of eating. What does that mean? We know that the Pasuk in Shemos Yud Beis tells us that when it discusses the Yom Tov of Pesach, it says, "Achasher ye'achol l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'asel lechem." Just that, which is for the purpose of eating, are malachas that you are allowed to do, right? In other words, typically it is usher to do malacha on Shabbos, right? There are 39 malachos of Shabbos that are usher to do. Those are patterned after the Mishkan. So likewise, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's also usher to do malacha. However, the Pasuk tells us that there is a special heter to do certain kinds of malachos on Yom Tov. What kinds of malachas are you allowed to do on Yom Tov? Those are malachas that pertain to Ochel Nefesh, malachas that are for the purpose of making food. Okay, so now what this mission is saying then is that what is the primary difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? And this is not an exhaustive list, but what is the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos with respect to the malachos that are Aser? We say the major difference is Ochel Nefesh, right? That we say that malachas Ochel Nefesh, malachas that pertain to preparing food, are usher on Shabbos, just like any other malacha is usher on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, though, even though most of the 39 malachos are actually usher on Yom Tov, we say that malachos that have to do, that are for the purpose of making food on Yom Tov, those are mutter. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on and says, Ein Bein Shabbos Leom HaKippurim, Ella Shezeh Zedona B'dei Adam, Vizez Zedona B'Karis. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur only. In other words, the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is with respect to when you do something b'mezid. El shazed, if that for this one, zedono, it's zadon, it's when you do something, when you desecrate this on purpose, deliberately, right? Shazed, zedono, that this one, it's mezid, it's malach, when you do something b'mezid, is bidei adam, is handled by people, v'zeh zedona b'karis. And this, when you do something b'mezid, is punished with karis. What does that mean? Again, this is not an exhaustive list. This is telling us that the difference that there is between Shabbos and Yom Kippur with respect to malacha that is usher and both of them is that if you did malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid, what does that mean that you did something b'mezid? What that means is, in the mezid that we're talking about right now, is let's say you're about to plow on Shabbos, you're about to plant on Shabbos, you're about to bake on Shabbos, you're about to do chotzah on Shabbos, and right before you do any one of those things, two witnesses come over to you and they say, hey, don't do that. You know that that's usher, and if you do it, it's punishable by death. You're going to get skila in court if you do that. So what would happen in that case? Well, if you went ahead and said, look, I don't care, I know that that's usher, and I'm going to do it anyway, then when you go ahead and you do it, you are going to be chayiv misa bidei adam, right? You're going to be taken to court, and they're going to convict you, and you're going to be chayiv skila through bezin, right? You're going to be liable to be stoned through court. But that's only if you violated a malacha on Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, if we replicated those circumstances, right, the same malachas that are usher on Shabbos are also usher on Yom Kippur. So if you did any one of those malachas on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't. So, and again, you're about to do whatever it is on Yom Kippur. You're about to plow, you're about to plant, etc. And two witnesses come over to you and say, hey, don't do that. If you do that, you know that it's usher, and if you do it, you're going to be chayiv karis. And you say, look, I don't care, I want to do it anyway. I know that it's usher, and I know that I'm going to get karis. If you went out and did it, you're chayiv karis. You're not chayiv misa bidei adam. You're not going to be punished by Bezdin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. So you'd be chayiv kares. So that's what we mean when we say that there ain't been Shabbos Yom Kippur El Shazaz Adonav Adam Vezaz Adonav Kares. What that means is that the major difference that there is between Yom Kippur and Shabbos with respect to the malachas that are usher to do on both of them is that if you do that malacha on Shabbos b'mezid, you're punished, you're handled b'day Adam, you're handled by people. Bezdin will handle you, you'd be chayiv skila. But if you did that on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be handled by Bezdin, you'd be handled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd be chayiv kares. Okay, so just to summarize, to speak out this Mishnah, what we said is we discussed the difference between, a major difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos with respect to the Malacha that's Asar on Yom Tov and Shabbos, and we said the major difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Tov versus Shabbos, the major difference is Malachas that pertain to Ochel Nefesh, Malachas that are for the purpose of making food, those are Mutar on Yom Tov, but they're Asar on Shabbos. And then we said, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Is that on Shabbos, if you did a Malacha, b'mezid, you'd be chayiv skila. Masha'inkin, if you did a malacha b'mezid in Yom Kippur, you'd be chayiv kares.